I don't know if anyone knows who Clint Barton is, but that's Hawkeye. It's the guy with the bow and arrow. So not the most valuable Avenger. And he's $800 an hour. Okay, give me a break. And they call him Hunger Games just because it just... And so if he's charging $800 an hour for meeting with Bruce Banner and Groot to discuss the progress of the case, to file documents, and then we see later on the bottom line, we see Clint again redacting bill to add to motion for compensation, 2.5 hours. He's $800 an hour. This isn't what he should be doing, right? This is something where he should be designating this to a lower biller. Now we see some reasonable charges on here. Natasha Romanoff is I'm trying to think of her, who she is.
Black Widow.
Thank you very much. I know, shame. She's got her own movie coming out too. And then we got Peter Parker. We know him. So those are tasks that are appropriate for that rate. So there's issues with all of these charges. And if we look at the last page of this, this gives us a blended rate of $450 an hour, which is high. It's high for when a creditor is charging attorney's fees. And then we look at the hours spent by Clint Barton, Hawkeye, and compare that 4.5 hours to Natasha Romanoff and Peter Parker. We see that this is a very heavy-handed bill where we've got heavy billers, high rates being charged on the account. We have to be careful because sometimes our clients want the named partner or they want someone very experienced to be handling the matter. That's totally understandable. But we have to make sure that that person does it in an appropriate manner where they can delegate the tasks. Maybe, hearing preparations and research and pleadings can be done by a lower biller. Maybe sometimes even hearings can be done that way. Also, as debtor counsel, look for whether the creditor lawyer is sending multiple attorneys to the hearings. Because if they're sending multiple attorneys to the hearings, they probably have multiple attorneys work on all the pleadings, work on all the research, et cetera. So that's where we'll be looking at possibly raising some objection. And then also, when you're filing this with your application, consider whether redaction is appropriate. That's always something when a debtor lawyer files an application and attaches invoices to prove up their fees, that's a balancing test because you want to preserve privilege, but you also need to show what you actually did. Creditors' lawyers should be cognizant of that as well and redact where appropriate.
Do you accept Venmo?
I think we do.
Okay.
Mark, could I ask you to go back to your invoice, your $14,000 invoice? Could I actually think this is something worth talking about? Let's assume that you've got a $14,000 invoice that you've got up on the screen, and you look at it and you know that, and I'm not suggesting anything was done incorrectly, but you know that given what's at stake and what was done, that a $1,000 bill is probably the right sort of balance, if you will. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Do you show me the $14,000 and then voluntarily reduce it, or do you simply start striking off charges or lawyers or time so that you come out with a $1,000 bill?
I do both because sometimes, just frankly, someone has just charged too much for doing something, period. 3 hours for doing an hour of research that would have been adequate. And if I see that, I'll just cut it, and the client and the court and no one will ever, they'll see 1 hour, period. There's other instances where it was a lengthy hearing, it was a hotly contested issue, we spent the hours, but it really shouldn't have been. And so I'll do a no charge, and I might have like 3.0 hours, but next to it, 1.5 hour not charged. Because I do want the client to know for client relationship purposes that, hey, I incurred this. I tried to do a good job for you, but we're going to write that part off. And then I also want the judge to know that, too. So we'll do both.
Do the judges have preferences as to what they like to see? Marvin, I can only see you. It's because of that beautiful shirt you're wearing.
Yeah, I would prefer to see the original bill, and I don't have much difference in my mind between specific crossouts that you're going to not charge for, or just saying, look, that's the real time we spent, that's too much, here's really what we're applying for. And I don't know that I prefer between those two, but I do want to see the full original bill.
Anybody else want to chime in? Judge Gargatta, you've been awfully quiet. You're going to take my microphone away from me, aren't you?
No, certainly not. I would have probably started off this morning because we did talk a lot about attorney's fees, how much litigation goes on day to day. I guess for me, I'm kind of, if I had to pick one way, I kind of would defer to, okay, you just thought that was too much in the category, you cut it back, and I can kind of understand it. But do I need to see the original one and the crossouts and all that? I don't require that.
So you actually, just in the grand scheme of things, you just like to see a reduced bill. You don't really care about the other, or do you?
Well, I care if they give me a basis for why the bill was reduced. A lot of times what the lawyers will do is they'll say, I'm just giving an example, I charged 100 hours on this, but I voluntarily reduced it by 20 hours. This is what I've charged for this area. I'll look at it and say, yeah, 80 hours seems appropriate in that regard. So I'll get an explanation with the fee application that explains this is what we reduced and where we reduced it.